Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? This is your boy, Teddy J. And we are on Life After Dust Live. The show that comes on Monday through Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sometimes we don't have the show on for special reasons, but it's usually on Monday through Thursday, so there you go. But today's a crazy show, and, you know, as usual, I can't do the show without my co-hosts with the Moses, my girl Urban Goddess. What's up?
What's up, Teddy?
Not too much. Oh, man, it's crazy. Today's a crazy. That's one of those hump days, so y'all know hump days. We already do a big hump day. Beautiful women always tend to come through on hump day. You know, one of the people actually, Irvin was actually one of you that was on one of the hump days. So big ups to that.
Mm-hmm.
So today we are going in. Today we got a very, 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 very special guest. And, you know, I'm very honored to have her. It's always getting to big up female MCs because a lot of times, they don't get enough credit as they deserve. It's always, of course, most of the limelight is usually on the males and whatnot. And whenever it is in the females, they only mention a handful. So big up to the ones that's really doing stuff and doing the big. And today we got my girl, Miss Charlie Baltimore. She's going to be on the show today. And we're going to be chopping up with her. For those of y'all who are asking, yes, it is Charlie Baltimore. She knows from Reddit Inc. She will be on the show today. So, big ups to that. And, man, that's actually close to home for me. That's about, she's originally from, she's actually 45 minutes from where I'm from. So, big ups to Trenton, New Jersey, and Philly was where she's from. Those of you I don't know. So, Urban, I know you got, because every Wednesday you have LOL Wednesdays. I know that's going down tonight, correct?
Yes. Looking forward to that, even though it's rainy outside. But yeah, I'm looking forward to having a good time tonight. Yeah, it is. It's supposed to be raining for like the rest of the week.
You know what? I think that's Texas' fault because it was raining. It was raining almost for the past week over here. And we ain't got any rain this whole summer, but it'd be over 100 degrees. So all this rain has been driving me nuts.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just rained last night. So that's actually crazy. So that's what I'm saying. I think the rain did it made his traveling point over to you.
Great. But yeah, I'm not gonna let it mess up my night. I'm gonna still have fun.
Yeah. Big up to that. And shout out to Lady Drea on the most. She's Lady Drea. She almost at every show. I kid you not. There's like maybe I can probably count on one hand how many shows she hasn't been to. She's almost at every show. I'm coming supporter said at the show. Big up to you. She's one of the hottest graphic designers, and I mean that in look and in skills. So big ups to her. So what we're gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and go to actually one is a track by my girl Charlie Baltimore. This is I'm Lose It, and then we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live with your boy City J and the Urban Goddess on the Hump Day edition.
Had a bottle and I'm feeling tight, woozy, feeling like jacuzzi, soaking, you smoking, Cali cushion choking, my pink nipples poking, you ready to stroke it? Joking, ain't sweet to bag it, resume gotta be spotless when you tag it, I'm a handful like a fat ass when you grab it, take a stab, cold turkey in my attic, ever had a like me? You ain't never had a chick like C, all struck, tossed up by the way y'all flow, but so low, that's the way y'all roll, so let's go, but the hold up, wait a minute, who he? Gangsta, gangsta, showing up, ooh wee. Come ride if you come my way, cause all night, that's the way y'all play, okay.
Okay. Okay. Now what you saying again? Tell me what it's hitting for.
You only got 4 minutes like a vodka, spit it on five, I hit the door. Whoa.
Don't talk this too way. Don't beat around the bush, get too way. Hope you got your window, better drink a Red Bull. In a minute, I'ma make you lose it.
Finishing. Press to get me in horizontal position and coming at me sideways. I ain't listening. You lit the f up, boo. I'm nitro glistening. 5-star, if you right, I go harder. My guard up, you jawed up, running your black Carter. Shake them up, explode like shit soda. Coca Cola, you blowing my Motorola. Told you I need a soldier. Think you in love with a stripper like T Pain, wear that pole up. And I ain't talking metal, I'm talking hold up. Sunshine, so wife, you about to roll what? And it ain't cush, wet, hash, or haze. It's some lips, legs, and ass. It's amazing. Come ride if you come in my way. Then all night, still the way I'm playing, okay? Then.
Okay. Know what you're saying to me again? Tell me what it's hitting for.
You only got 4 minutes like a vodka. Spit it on five, I hit the door. Whoa.
Don't talk this too way. Don't beat around the bush, get too way. Okay, got your window, better drink a Red Bull. In a minute, I'ma make you.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, City J, and my girl, Urban Goddess, back in the building. All right, while my girl Charlie come through, I got some hot mess for today. I know I used to give y'all hot mess on Monday, but shoot, I'll be waiting. Y'all might as well get some today. So, man, today hot mess is crazy, man. According to me, check out Diddy has been hacked, and all his info is apparently for sale, including his credit cards, his sex tape with him and Cassie, and
some
naked pictures of the celebrities. And which I'm guessing, because of the pictures that showing up, I'm guessing it's going to include J-Lo, Cassie, and all girl he's talking to, his hairstyles and whatnot. So, oh man, that's the thing. I mean, people just. Is it me or people just get more and more scandalous to people these days? They really, like, they get so hungry off of saying, oh, I've taken something from a celebrity, or I've exposed a celebrity. People are so thirsty for attention.
I don't know. I never understand, like, what's the whole point of that? Like, what are you getting out of that? Out of, like, 15 minutes of fame, like, nothing else comes of it most of the time. Sometimes, of course, yeah, it does. But I don't know.
Right. It's kind of like people like Kila Tequila. Every time I get tired of her, her 15 seconds always comes back. You get 15 seconds, then she walks away for a little bit, and you get another 15 seconds, and she walks away.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you cover 15 seconds, it's always going, you know, it's going to be a short lived scene. But she seems to keep coming back. Put the air jars, bunny. You keep shooting at her, she ain't gonna die. And I wanna die, literally, because I know some of you, y'all take words, y'all have to switch them around. Y'all have me on media take out next. You won't believe what a radio show said about Tila Tequila. Oh, come on, like, y'all doing too much. So, whatever. Y'all next up, we got. I guess it's not really, I really just don't too much care about this, but Nicki Minaj is apparently getting out of a car and with her boyfriend. And the thing is, she has she has a mystery white powder all over her titties.
Oh boy.
So yeah, I don't know. It's, y'all wild. I don't know. I'm not even going to get into that. I don't know what it is. I don't even know. That's a mystery. I can't even figure that one out. We're going to come back to that one. All right. Another one. Oh, man. It's just Beyonce. I got to tell people, man, I think Beyonce is pregnant. I can't tell me I'm saying that's not the truth. She's pregnant. It's just, I got to say before, in order to grab more attention to it, the whole prosthetic stomach thing, whatever's going on, draw more attention to it. I'm looking at this, and it's crazy, man. I'm looking at this picture. Yeah, y'all just wild, man. So poor Beyonce Beyonce, please help me have this baby so we can shut everybody up. So they can go and say, oh, she's not pregnant. She's the best of us. She's pregnant, man. Y'all gotta understand, y'all created this media world where if the baby's not showing big, that's a whole lot of the paparazzi. They really don't take pictures if you are showing a whole lot. They don't really too much care about you not really showing. Whatever. Y'all doing too much. All right, so we got another big story, man. Yeah, man, she coming. She ends up in our news every week, but you know, this always is something I definitely have no problem with. But shout out to our girl Angela Simmons, man. Angela Simmons was seen wearing a pair of see-through leggings. And she got on draws. Y'all making a big deal. She got on draws. Like, PD, that one draw. She dead. I'm telling you, like, Angela Simmons, man, she's a whole other chick than what you saw back from Run's house. Like,
yeah, she is.
Wow, like, she's like, man, like, she's like a sex icon now. Like, you tell you see Angela Simmons, you're like, yes, that's what I want right there. And you look at her, and she, like, her body is just nicely fitting. She's, and what I like about it, she's a thick chick, but she's got it right. So
yeah.
It's the best of both worlds. I mean, a lot of people always thinking, you know, like the perfect world is walking around and every girl's extra skinny and, oh, no, so we got to have some meat every now and then, too. I'm a person.
Uh-huh.
When I go to the Thanksgiving table, I'm trying to give you some meat. And let's just say every day is like Thanksgiving tables. Like, there you go. I'm not going to get to any more than that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Checking the phone line, see who's going down. I don't see her yet. All right. So as far as tomorrow's show, we got my boy Rick to be on tomorrow's show. And to let y'all know as well with it, tomorrow is the lovely ladies' night, a.k.a. LLN, and is the return of the red lights. Is a sexy, I would call it a sexy sleepwear party because some people be acting all bougie and whatnot.
Oh, I want to bring on lingerie.
Hey, okay, you wear PJs, as long as they sexy PJs. I don't understand. He'd be tripping. I don't understand that. Urban, like, ugh.
I don't have a problem. So. I don't know.
It's you go around Texas, you get all different kinds of sprinkles of fickleness. Like, some people are too bougie for this, some people aren't too bougie for this. So it's like crazy. And some people here, it being the same time, be like a split. Like, they be tripping. Like, I said it different ways. I wear it different ways. And I talk to people. And I say lingerie. Oh, no, I ain't wearing lingerie. You say lingerie to the right person, they get crunk. And the girls are like,
yeah.
Oh, I got a lot. I'm like, whoa.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, oh, man. It's going to be going down because basically a return. It's actually of an event we did before to the ideals of the Red Light Special, which is, you know, TLC song. They're taking that, and we're making that return to Red Light, and basically a lot of music. We're still going to have a lot of that crunk music, all that. Of course, a lot of you're going to get a lot of workouts when it comes to me and the twerk music and whatnot. But as well as, you know, one of the things we're going to focus on, too, we go in on slow jams from past, present, and future, and we focus a lot on that because of the whole Red Light Special thing. So it goes to that, and we're doing the big, so if you are not in the building, don't come back later on and say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Don't come back and shoulda, coulda, woulda. Oh, man. So, hey, as far as that, and then now, actually, I got to say, this is breaking news. Actually happened for me just yesterday. It happened yesterday. See, this is why I just mentioned on BBM today. Don't give up on what you're trying to do. And you got to be consistent and persistent. And it's definitely, like, a lot of people probably might try to mix the two up, but you definitely have to have both of them because you got to keep doing, because you got to constantly do something the same as that way. And then you got to not get, being persistent, you not don't give up on being consistent because it's definitely something that's, I know one spot, the spot I got there, it's hard. Like, I kept going to a whole lot of crap. I had to go to all these smoking mirrors and all this stuff. You keep going through all the runaround. Like, oh, yeah, you know, well, we're thinking about it, but we're just not doing anything right now. And then, you know, you just don't give up. And then, pow. Now I've got every Tuesday there. So Tuesdays and then Thursdays in Louisville. Videos to people that don't give up on what you want to do. And like I said, I also said today, there's a reason why every show I always end it with, where there's a J or where there's a Urban Guys or there's a U, there is a way. The reason why I say that is because I want to be, when they always say, when people are keep hearing repetitiveness something they keep hearing over and over and over again, they remember it. And by me telling you guys that, y'all going to remember that in your head and not give up and do what you want to do. So there you go. So as far as, like, you, I know you had some shoots yesterday. How was your shoot yesterday, Miss Urban?
No, I had one on, what day was that? I had one on Monday. Was that Monday? Yeah, and I have another one coming up on Friday, I believe.
So you have one coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I have one coming up on Friday, yeah.
On Friday, okay.
Yeah.
That means, I guess that means there's no weekend rest for you, it's like.
Probably not. It's not looking like it at all. Because, yeah, Friday I have that, and then I have a party to go to on Saturday. So, yeah, I might sleep Sunday. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, somebody going to hit you up. Oh, everybody
need to
do this.
Yeah, wow. I know. Which I don't mind, because, like I said, I got sleep last weekend, so.
I know. Just didn't want to just, like, cut your phone off. I just want to, like, cut your phone off when you sleep. That's why I got you know what? I do it a lot of times. Like, I love about this phone, like, when you hit the alarm or you get the phone off, and then when you need to wake up, the alarm is going to cut the phone off for you. You ring the alarm. Perfect.
Oh, if my phone
is
that. If my phone did that, oh, my gosh. That would be lovely.
Oh, you know, that's a BlackBerry feature. You know, I'm talking about. You know, speaking of which, though, I want them to go on that, too. It's Shadows Day turned into another hot as a desert day. But anyways, to go into it some more as far as like that, like, this whole thing on today on Twitter, y'all are, like, really just doing too much, like, because finally, the BlackBerry servers decided to do some crazy stuff to where our messages and whatnot were just acting kooky and, you know, area. So, of course, one of the trending topics today was Dear BlackBerry. And so that half the people weren't even BlackBerry users. So, basically, it was mainly people who were iPhone, Android users hating on BlackBerry. And I'm just like, here we go. And so, of course, you know, I got to da-da-da-da, put on my cape. And I let them know because y'all were just really, y'all, you know what, in real talk, it wasn't even really the funny thing, it wasn't even, I really didn't see anybody that was really an Android user that was hating, because this how you knew it wasn't really Android people, half the tweets had from an Apple user, from iPhone, T-Mobile, they're just hating all day, and I'm like, this is coming from the people that when you first got your little new devices, every time I get a new device, I can't even send a picture message. A picture message? You need to tell me one of the most basic things a quote-unquote smartphone should be able to do. I got to go through weeks upon weeks of not having to be able to send picture mail. That got to be freaking kidding me. So, don't come for our throats until y'all get y'all stuff right. I'll also say big ups to my boy King Broswell in the building too, just sent it from blackconvo.com. Big ups to him. And oh man, the shout out to, I guess I'm be hitting up Charlie people to say, oh, where'd you go? So I know, you know, Charlie kept it saying, yeah, I know how to do it, man. We always still gonna bring you some crazy stuff. I know things do happen, so definitely we hope we have on our prayers and big ups to her. But let y'all know some more things. Get ready to go down. As far as like my BlackBerry is back up and running perfectly now. So shout out to the haters that got to run their mouth so much. They don't know what they're talking about. Hey, these are the people that make you not want to have BlackBerry. When you own freaking BlackBerry and these BBMers are sending these in the world type message, and they go, if you don't send this code out, it's not your phone's gonna stop messing up. First off, let me let you know something right now. BlackBerry is not going to contact you via BBM, so I'm gonna stop you there. End that discussion there. We're gonna stop that whole discussion. Second off, a freaking code is not going to work to get your phone to start working again. That is really dumb. They're fixing the servers. I'm pretty much, I think they're almost done now because my message has been sitting out perfectly and all that good stuff. So Hey, everyone that wants to be dumb, tell me you got to send the code out, or if you don't blast, you don't reblast the message within 24 hours, your phone's going to cut off. Y'all, a lot of people are exploiting it because here's what the thing was. A lot of times when it came to it, and then you see those messages, BlackBerry really, some systems really weren't down. But now that the systems are down, I think that's going to legitimize what they're saying. It's not legitimizing it for me because I'm still going to end the day. I'm a smart person. I'm going to go to BlackBerry.com, and I'm going to go look and see if that's
exactly
what they're saying. I'm not saying that you're a dumbass. I don't understand. People just, people leave saying, they're going to tell me the sky is falling right now. Like, it's taking a little, and they go, oh, my God, the sky is falling. They go, look right now. So, yeah, all I got to say is don't believe everything that you, like and Jay-Z said it best, believe none of what you see, none of what you hear, and have what you see. That's pretty much what he said. I might have messed up. He said something along those lines. But basically, that's how I am. If I go researching myself and it don't add up, then I'm not going to believe what you're saying. Simple as that. I even challenge other people to do that for me. When I tell you information, I want you to go research me. That's what you have to understand. A lot of people get all nervous. Well, you can't just get down with me. You don't believe me. No, I want you to research me. So then when you research me, then it's going to really make my point why I'm going to really reel you in to tell you to do what I'm telling you to do. There you go. All right. Now that I'm done, and I'm my wrenching mode, getting ready. You ready to come to a close? When y'all see today's show, is actually going to be listed as More Hot After Hot After Dusk. So we look for today's title. Look for More Hot After Dusk. And we will try to have Miss Charlie Baltimore on here at a later date. So big ups to that. And editing the thing as we go. Shout out to thank you, Vlog Talk, this new revolutionary studio thing. Y'all have been driving me nuts. I remember there was a day when they had that old switchboard. That hotness there couldn't do nothing. So as far as, remind everybody how they can follow you, Ms. Urban.
You can follow me on Twitter at UrbanGoddessNYC and my Facebook fan page, the same thing, facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
All right. And y'all know y'all can find me at twitter.com/SettyJDusk, that's CEDDYJDUSK. And at facebook.com/ same exact thing. So make sure you also like our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/THEDUSKSTOT. And join the Dust Spot. I can't stress that enough. DUSKSTOT.com. And which, by the way, Ms. Urban, when are we going to see? I'm on watch every day. I'm like asking you and paying attention. I know you're going to release it on your fan page, but I'm going to still ask.
Yes.
How much closer are we going to get? How much closer are we getting to knowing the big reveal of what your website is going to be?
It's close. I'll keep you updated on my fan page.
It's like being a kid on Christmas Day and you're about to open up a present. You're like, Mom, let me open the presents now. That's how I feel right now. I feel like you're hiding the presents from me and I'm never going to see the presents.
No, it's coming. It's coming soon.
Oh, man. Well, all right. So, also too, everyone let you know, I had some other big news to make. I can't remember off the top of my head, and I have my brain, one of my usual brain farts. But as we roll on, I'll remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's
an Urban Goddess,
there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust Live with Sadie J and Urban Goddess. We appreciate you guys for supporting us. And, hey, man, y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. I want to also give shouts out to these two most active people in the chat room. We're going to give show love to my boy, King Roswell. Make sure y'all go to blackconvo.com and Ladies Radio's website. That's Andrea, and you add a H after Andraya.h. blogspot.com. There you go. We are rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.